Hello and welcome to Through the Mist with me, your host Owen. This is a Void and Verse Theory podcast where we look at the lore and try to understand how it all works. In this episode, we'll be looking at Coco Puffs. And it's too early for this journey, and it's too early for this. Hello, welcome back, ladies, gentlemen, and everything in between. How is it going, my people? Whoop, whoop. I've had a wonderful month. Thanks for asking, everybody. I know you really care. So hang on, what do I have in my outline here? Right then. Did anything come out of the chit-chat episode? No one replied to anything for that. Okay, next one along. Quickly, TY to Miguel. Oh, Miguel! Oh, yeah, Miguel, shout out to you whenever you get to listening to this, because it was just nice to hear an email that I didn't prompt coming, and it was a complete random listener. So again, shout out to random listeners. What was Robert's meme from last time? Hang on, we need to find tagged photos. Someone who's not... Yep, thank you, random citizen, indeed. 100%. It was great to hear from you, Miguel. Thank you. Anyway, and I guess that's it. Unless you've read The Sun and the Star, stop listening. Because that saying that right there is going to do either... not affect it at all, or going to do really bad for my listener attention. Because presumably you guys are on top of your books. Because, I mean, have you met my podcast? But if for some reason you're a bit slow, or you're wanting to read along with one of the other podcasts that are covering it or something, and you haven't fully caught up yet, stop listening now if you don't want spoilers, because this entire episode is spoilers for The Sun and the Star. So keep that in mind, and yeah, good luck. Well then, this is wonderful times. So, I just because before we get into it, actually, I'm going to do a quick summary on... Okay, this is it. T-Stats. T-Stats, a Nico D'Angelo adventure, because T-Stats is funny. T-Stats. 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 These are T-Stats. Or as the Americans call them, SATs. T-Stats.
T-Sats.
I like saying T-Swift really badly or something.
T-Sats. Woohoop. T-Sats.
The Sun and the Star. Okay. I said that way too many times. That's going to get cut down, hopefully. I don't know. We'll see how I'm feeling later. Yes. I've got The Sun and the Star. It's come out.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Oh, brain.
Okay. Okay, how long? So that's just been another 2 minutes of just recording time of me saying absolutely nothing. Fun. Either that's all gonna get deleted, or you're just gonna hear like the audio version of a montage of it. That's what's going to happen. Oh, that is going to be fun. T-Stats. Well, I enjoyed the book. I was very confused the first time I read it, because I think I read it too fast. But I think after doing this episode, some bits made more sense, and suddenly it made sense to me. So this is a good thing. Hopefully, if you were a little confused at the ending, like I was, this will help clarify it. Whoop, whoop. I don't know. Yes. Okay, so what are we actually here to talk about? Now the montage has happened, and I've given you the actual little thoughts I had. We're here to look at cacao demons, or as they are nicknamed in the book, the Coco Puffs. I'm saying cacao demons. Yeah, it's cacao. I think cacao? I don't know how to pronounce it. But that's how you spell it. Cacao. Cacao demons. Cacao demons? Cacao demons. Yes, we're looking at cacao demons. And we'll start off where we always start, which is what they are mythologically. Mythologically, what are they? I think that these things, they probably did have ancient roots, but they have become very Christianized in like the extremely un-in-depth Google search that I do for some of these. Like, I don't go too far. Sometimes I go far, but not always. Like, my starting point is Wikipedia, let's put it that way. And then it happens. They're quite literally bad spirits or demons, and there are also good spirits, which are Athodemons. Or Athodemons, and that's the opposite of a Kaukau demon. But because I don't care about it, I didn't look at it too hard, but an Agatho demon might just be one particular human, deity, thing, or just one thing rather than multiple thing. Name for multiple, name for one, and it might be Agathos Damien. Or that's just like the two names being so similar that the internet has just combined them together, which was a spirit of vineyards and fields. So it's just a bit weird and peculiar, but basically they are bad thing. Thing bad thing. That is what they are. Fun side tangent on the Agathos Damien. Damien? That's not Damien, not demon. That's what I'm confused with. The Wikipedia page for Agatho Demon disambiguous, like when you go to like that search and it gives you a list, you get Set brackets deity, which I just found funny. Set, which is a god of chaos, theoretically the more evil half, which is not the way to look at it for Egyptian mythology. That's silly. Chaos isn't bad. Math isn't bad. Balance is good. That is what it is. Anyway, I just found it funny that it turned up in apparently the good spirit place. But I do believe that a lot of this, a lot of the confusion, and I think I realised this when I was reading it as well. I think there was a discussion happening at the same time. Our modern understandings of the words god, nymph, spirit, demon, etc., etc., like, confuse the immortal of it all. Like, they're all just immortal, but we have now prescribed certain aspects of immortality that maybe when it was originally called a nymph wasn't a nature spirit, it was a nature god, but spirit was like it had a smaller area of control. Like, the mountain gods, they're just mountain spirits. Like, it's mountain nymph. Like, it gets weird and confusing. But, to bring it full circle-ish, a Kagau demon is a bad spirit, which may have been Christianized. And, yeah, that's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Let's actually look in the book itself then. Let's look at the book and the Cocoa Puffs in particular. The Cocoa Puffs in particular. So, like, when I first was reading it, and I was like, what? How? I was like, what's up with the Nico and Nyx of it all? Like, what's happening here? And it's like, Nyx has an obsession with Nico because they're in love with all the dark thoughts he has. I was confused. I don't understand this obsession Nyx has with Nico, so if anyone can explain that one to me, thank you. It was like a mother knows best sort of scenario, and it was just weird. It was like proves to him that like it was, I didn't understand that. I still don't quite understand that. However, what I can get from this is the Cocoa Puffs themselves are literal manifestations of Nico's inner demon. So yes, what Nico feels bad about himself, that's what they are. So we've got these ones I think are named. So we've got grief, isolation, guilt, sadness, jealousy, shame, and they were created by Nyx for Nico because of this whole wicked obsession that Nyx has with Nico, which I truly don't quite understand. But that's not a lore thing, that's a character thing, and I don't do character things on this show. We do hard lore. Sometimes character and lore match, but lore. So, like, the reason I was finishing this was like how the children are all...
I'm sorry, what did I just say?
But it's because they are Nico's emotion that they are his children. Like, it's... because they're created when he first enters the tunnel, I've forgotten the name, the doors of Orpheus, cave of Orpheus, I don't know, the stairs of Orpheus, you know what I'm on about, Orpheus. So they first created them when he steps into the underworld and the like quest starts proper, and they kind of like haunt him throughout the rest of the book, which is kind of fun, like, but like, it's weird, it's weird. They're used to like, basically by Nyx, to imprint the idea of these negative thoughts a lot heavier on Nico. So by the time he theoretically reaches Tartarus, I'm saying theoretically because, you know, they don't really care if he actually makes it or not. By the time he theoretically reaches Tartarus, if like those thoughts are very in the front of his mind and he's more going to succumb to whatever weird fantasy Nyx has about him. I hate this relationship. It's the most creepy thing in the entire books, I think. But someone might explain it to me and go, this is why. I just think it's very creepy. Yeah, so like, but then I was like, okay, so how are they created? And basically, I think Nyx, like, became obsessed with Nico, as we know. And so when, because we find out that they were amplifying the dreams that Nico was having and such, so they knew about the quest, and they knew all that stuff. Like, they didn't know about the quest, because they didn't know about the blah, 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 prophecy, but they knew about the quest, because they were the ones basically amplifying the dreams and making it, like, to help Nico's urgency along. So it's like, but, like, how they're created is, because she's obsessed, she's, like, following him, and then basically just some classic RV magic that is fully unexplainable. Just, it happens. Because it happens, just there's nothing, there's no reasoning for it, there's no thing for it. But basically all we get from the book, and we get this from the book, and it's like the hard end learning, is basically all we get from the book is that Nyx has created these, and they're usually like used to effectively hunt an intended target, which is kind of true when you go back to the very little of mythology I could find. They like haunt you. And this is what Nico says. This is like, it all lines up. And it's just, yeah. So they're created by Nyx to target Nico and effectively haunt him. And Nyx does this for all of the demons. So this is not an unusual occurrence for her in her life. I don't know what I'm saying. So, I bet some of you thought that's where that ended. But I've got a little more to talk about. And basically, it's relating back to, like, what I was saying about the weirdness of Nyx and stuff. And it's just, like, I just want to talk about how it made me feel. Because it made me feel weird. I think one of the parts that I don't like is that that they are, like, directly called dark emotions, which is a really weird thing to say. So as much as, like, this is cool and everything, I have a weird feeling about the fact that they are seen as dark emotions. So, like, isolation, guilt, sadness. Like, sadness especially. There's a whole Pixar movie about sadness not being a bad emotion. Like, shame, dark emotion. Jealousy, I can kind of get, but, like, his jealousy is also, like, they're not, you can't separate them like that. And I don't want to talk about, I guess, the whole thing is, like the jealousy, there's one of them where he's jealous of, effectively, of people. I remember at the time, I can't remember now. But it's just, I don't like calling them, some of those dark emotions, and they are physically given the title of bad spirits. Like, that's what these are. Yes, they can be low points in his life, and they're what force him to do and, like, stay away from people and not open up. But does that necessarily make them dark spirits? I guess, kind of. But it's just calling them out as emotions rather than events feels weird to me. Events make much more sense to me. But I guess it's a metaphor. It's all nice because they're like, the metaphor is Nico's haunted by them. He tries to control them before, and then he just lets them go. But they stick around anyway. But this time it's fine. It's like all this bad stuff has happened to him. So yeah, it's all cool and, like, he's scared of them, and then they try to attack him, which is, like, him being haunted, and, like, they chase him around. And then, like, it's, like, a very short progression of what he's done his whole life. He's trying to control these moments, these emotions that come with these moments in time, and not let them do overtake him. And, like, so he's gonna fight them so he doesn't feel them again. And it just doesn't make sense. It's not good. It's not a good brain thing to have. Yeah. But But when he does just go, well, they exist, they're here, they can do what they like, they stick around, but he's accepted that they are there in a healthy way, so they, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter this time. And, like, it also, there's the Wilther side of it all and everything and everything and everything. But, yeah, I guess that's all I wanted to talk about today, because I thought, to be honest, going into this episode, I thought there would be a lot more to talk about the mythology side of it, because I was like, what are these things? And then there's nothing on them. They're dark demons. That's it. I think they've been heavily Christianized from whatever they originally were. And, like, everything I found was just, like, dark spirit, demon. I think one of them quite literally said something about it being the fallen angel or something. I just, it was like, yeah, whatever you say, bud. So, yeah, we haven't actually, so just to summarise, what lore have we actually learned? Well, not very much, but these weird things confused me, and now they don't, like, the actual objects themselves. So I hope they don't confuse you if they confused you as well. They are quite literal manifestations of negative emotions that are holding Nico back. They're not supposed to be lore, they're supposed to help him with trauma. Like, they are very much a storytelling device, and they act as such. The only one question I really have is, like, how is, if Nyx creates the cucker demons, does that mean that, like, if Athago demons exist, does, like, Herma produce them, or is it, like, someone else, like, oh, who's the day god? I can't remember. Yeah, like, who produces those, you know? But if there are bad ones, do the good ones also exist? And what's the difference? Bad things, good things, it's all the same to me. Thank you for indulging this theory. If you have any comments on this theory or theories that you own that you want me to discuss, you can email them through foo.t.mist@gmail.com, or you can follow the podcast on Instagram @foo_mist. Make sure to like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, follow the podcast, whatever you have to do to help the podcast grow. I've been Owen, and come back next time as we try to see through the mist. I'm gonna go pet a bunny now.